No, I just, I don't think I am. Say my coworker. Jasmine and Sarah.
What?
Jasmine and Sarah, I said their names.
Hello?
Hi, it's Becky calling from Family First Care.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, is this Doreen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, amazing. I was calling regarding your sister, Dolores.
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing case. I just wanted to help you guys get set up with the home care services.
Okay, let me go in the house. I was sitting on the porch, and I don't want to mind her business. So let me camera little stuff in the house.
Okay.
Ms. Becky.
No problem.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so I just wanted to introduce you to the process. There is two parts to this. The first part is being approved, like, financially to make sure that, first of all, that you're that her income is less than $2,900 a month.
Yes, it is.
Amazing, and that she doesn't have assets more than $8,000.
No, she don't. Definitely she don't.
Yeah, no car. No, does she own a house?
She has no car.
Okay.
And she lives with my aunt.
She's amazing. Okay, good. So she sounds like she could be a candidate. Okay, at the time, I'm saying we could leave that for later, but we're going to need a 5-year look back for her bank statements and different stuff.
She just submitted that to welfare. She got to submit that y'all too.
Oh, cool. Okay, so she already had both assessments.
Yeah, she, my daughter Denise has uploaded some of it to welfare. She got to upload the rest of them because she is submitting that to welfare. They need it by Friday, so that'd be all submitted in the welfare portal no later than Friday.
Amazing. Okay, so she had assessments and she already submitted everything and now.
Okay, what do you mean everything? Explain everything.
Everything meaning her bank statements,
yes.
Her life insurance.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, fine. Amazing. Does she know her caseworker's name?
No, I don't. I don't have the information in front of me. But I can tell my daughter to have her call you back and give you her caseworker name because I know for a fact they did submit some of the bank statements up. They did submit the life insurance up.
Uh-huh.
Welfare. The doctor approved her. Then the first caseworker came out from welfare. From Magnus. They said she was approved. The second one come out Monday. They're going to tell her Monday what she get, all the questions and stuff like that. And they said, find your home care now while we're in the process because you was already approved for two parts. Now the part you need to start working on, find a home care. And have the information we come out on Monday. And that's why we pick Family First.
Okay. Amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to the county to find out if she has a caseworker. And to update you with that information, that way you have like a contact, right? Like, and you can just keep in touch and find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I could call and ask her.
Amazing. Okay, fine. And also, I think we have the wrong number for Dolores. Would you be able to give us an updated one?
What number they get you for Dolores?
We have 267-231-7242.
Let me make sure it's right. Hold on. I'm gonna look at it right now.
We have 7242. So it's 7246, you're saying?
267-231-7246.
Okay, thanks so much, Cass. I see where we went wrong.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, fine. So you're saying Monday you're going to get answers. Okay, fine. So then I guess I'll follow up with you on Tuesday.
That's no problem. Follow me Tuesday, and I have everything for you Tuesday when you call me.
Awesome. Okay, amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me.
Sure, of course. Have a great day.